From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. BP hopes to start choking the oil well that's spewing into the Gulf of Mexico this morning. The procedure is called a top kill. NPR's Richard Harris reports it has worked in the past, but there's no guarantee it will work this time.
There's an armada of oil industry boats floating in 5,000 feet of water over the out-of-control well. Several of them will be involved in pumping a big slug of mud down a pipe to the seafloor and through 3-inch lines that connect into the broken blowout preventer. The hope is this high-pressure mud will push down into the spewing well and plug it up. This top-kill procedure has been used in other oil well blowouts. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and it's never been tried at this water depth. But if it works, it will finally put an end to the spill that's now in its fifth week. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A new report on oil drilling safety heads to President Obama. Officials say he's likely to announce new rules tomorrow, and Mr. Obama is to visit the Gulf region tomorrow on Friday for the second time since the BP underwater well ruptured. The president has had what one Senate Republican is calling a testy exchange with GOP senators. The president was once a Democratic senator from Illinois, and as NPR's David Wellner reports, he's trying to engage Republicans who say he has not been doing enough of it. For his part, the president says he's still waiting for Republicans to meet him halfway on some of his key proposals.
It was President Obama who asked to join the Senate Republicans at their weekly luncheon. Their leader, Mitch McConnell, later described the hour-long meeting.
It was a good exchange, a candid exchange on both sides, and we're glad the president came up.
But another Republican called the tone of the encounter testy. Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, for his part, said Republicans drew contrasts with the president's positions.
Most of our comments and statements were about the three issues that we believe most Americans have up front in their lives: jobs, debt, and terror. And we have fundamental differences of opinion.
Mr. Obama told the senators he wanted both climate change and immigration bills done this year, but added that would not be possible without GOP support. None was offered. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging North Korea once again to be a productive member of the international community. Tensions between North Korea and South Korea are at a new high after South Korea says the North torpedoed and sank a South Korean warship.
We call on North Korea to halt its provocations, end its policy of threats and belligerence toward its neighbors, and take steps now to fulfill its denuclearization commitments and comply with international law.
That's Clinton speaking in Seoul after meeting with South Korean leaders. Wall Street stock futures up after European and Asian run-ups in their markets. This is NPR News. Children in Hawaii will be able to return to the classroom for the entire 2010-2011 school year. From Hawaii Public Radio, Kayla Rosenfeld reports the governor and the State Board of Education have reached a deal to end Hawaii's public school furloughs.
The state was able to restore 17 planned furlough days without laying off teachers, increasing class sizes, raising taxes, or adversely impacting the state budget. Instead, the administration will release about $57 million from the Hurricane Relief Fund and about $2 million in federal funds. Through a supplemental agreement signed by the Hawaii State Teachers Association and the Board of Education, teachers will give up 6 planning days. A group of local banks also will provide a $10 million line of credit if necessary. More than 170,000 Hawaii students lost 17 instructional days to furloughs during the current school year. That gave them the shortest academic year in the nation. For NPR News, I'm Kayla Rosenfeld in Honolulu.
Vice President Joe Biden is to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland on Friday. Last night, a welcome to wounded warriors at a barbecue in their honor in Washington.
It seems an understatement to thank you for your service and for your sacrifice. We are indebted to you in ways that we can never repay.
Biden says the U.S. has a sacred obligation to prepare troops properly for battle and to care for them when they come home and need help. Coming out today from the Commerce Department, new figures on April home sales. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.